Hello, friends. We find ourselves at the end of September, and it's kind of crazy to be here already. This month at least has flown by for me with school starting up, but I wanted to take a minute to sit down and chat with you about Inktober. October coming up is a really big time for artists who want to embark on a challenge. Whether you're an artist or not, whether you think of yourself as an artist or not, I think that this Inktober challenge can be a really, really cool idea for anyone who just wants to kind of create some space in their life for something relaxing, something creative, and something that helps them build community. So I thought it'd be really fun to sit down and just chat a little bit about my thoughts about this and a little bit about some different ways we could do this. And I'm going to share a little bit about my own ideas of what I'm going to do this October as well. So first of all, before we jump in too deep, let's talk about what is Inktober. Inktober was this genius idea thought up by Jay Parker in 2009. And he had this idea of wanting to draw something with ink every day of October. The idea was that it would help him improve his skills and develop a habit, which is great. I like this idea because I think that that's really what artists, I think everyone would want a little bit of this in their life. If you do something every day for 30 days, you are going to get a little better. So you will build some skill. You'll also build some habit. You'll build a habit, hopefully. And I think on top of this, what I really like about it is that if you're doing a little bit every day, you are also hopefully not overwhelming yourself with something. So instead of being like, hey, instead of embarking on too big of a project, having a little prompt for each day kind of helps us become less perfectionist, or it could help us become less perfectionist. And I think it really can help build community, because a lot of times Inktober is associated with the hashtag that you can put on different social media platforms. You can connect with different authors, you can connect with different artists that way. And I think it's a cool idea. You can find new people whose styles that you like. It's really fun to follow how different people interpret prompts, things like that. So I really, really like this idea. I will say, just so everyone's aware, there has been some controversy. Jay Parker has done some things since then that people aren't super excited about. I think he made the word Inktober copyright or something, so some artists are running into problems with selling their artwork after the challenge. If that's something you're concerned with, if you're thinking about selling your art, or just even concerned about the kind of community he's creating, definitely look into that. I think the idea still is really good, and there's a ton of different alternatives as well if you're looking for something a little bit different. Here I'm going to give you just 5 ideas for your own Inktober journey. Number one is just go with the original Inktober. So the official 2023 prompt list, I'll read off the first 5. The first prompt is dream, second is spiders, third is path, fourth is dodge, fifth is map. So you have these just really simple word prompts, and you just sit down every day and draw something that these words inspire in you. It will look very different for each person. You can follow just the official Inktober prompt list. So that's one idea. Another idea is to find an alternative. Since Inktober has popped up in 2009, people have really ran with this. I looked for a simple list online, and I'll read just the first ones that pop up. Inked, with the 2 T's. So Inktober, Creamtober, Witchtober, Monstertober, Cute Girl Tober, Draw Halloween Tober, Drawtober, Darktober, Spooktober, Arttober, Geltober. The possibilities are really endless. Go out there, find a community that you connect with, and this might be a different alternative for you. So basically every theme, every medium seems to have a community. If you don't see one that's listed that's already out, maybe you can make your own and kind of just say, okay, this year I'm doing Watertober for watercolors, whatever that might be. Or you could pick something like Cattober and then just do it with watercolors. So if you're not interested in Inktober itself, then maybe pick a theme or a medium that you love and find a community around that. The third idea for Inktober that one of my friends mentioned is just picking one project and working on that one project for 31 days. The benefit for this is that you're not having a bunch of quick sketches, which can help build a habit. But if you want to go a little bit deeper into one project, this really gives you a lot of space. It gives you a lot of time, and you're still building the habit. You can still share it with people, and you can still kind of build a community around your work, but it's just slowing it down a little bit. So another alternative is just to pick one project you want to work on for 31 days, and I kind of like that idea as well. The fourth idea for Inktober is you can pick one prompt a week. I think the idea for Inktober is consistency. We want to build a habit of art, but not all of us have time every single day maybe to devote to this hobby, especially if it's more of a hobby and it's not something that we do for a livelihood. So one idea is to not put that pressure on ourselves to get things done every day. I really fall into this trap of kind of freaking out over a lot of my hobbies end up turning into work for me because I can kind of freak out and try to make it official. Like I have to hit every prompt every day or I failed. Like I need that 100%. I need that A+. And that's really not what this whole thing is about. I think we're supposed to be building a habit, but if you're doing something every week, especially if you work on it a little bit here and there, I think you're still building a habit of art there, and it's still fun, which is kind of also the goal, I think, of Inktober. And then the fifth thing is, think about taking this community or this idea offline and just saying, hey, we're going to do this with friends. So maybe even just, hey, I'm going to draw 10 minutes with somebody, with a roommate every day, or I'm going to just draw 10 minutes while chatting on the phone with somebody. Taking it offline and maybe thinking of it, you can use the prompts or you can just have a time limit and just sit down. Maybe I'm going to stop by a cafe or, coffee shop in the afternoon or the evening after work and just sit for 10 minutes and just have me time and draw. So the idea there is just taking it, kind of taking the online component out of it and instead making it more focused on in-person things and more time-based instead of prompt-based. Okay, and of course you can mix and match all of these. Take any idea that kind of floats your boat. Take any idea that you really enjoy and go with it. So for this Inktober, what I think I'm going to do, since I haven't found any prompts that are really speaking to my soul, I think what I'm going to do is try to just do something and share something every day. So my goal is to do something artistic every day. It can be a sketch, it can be painting with acrylics, it can be watercolor, but it just has to be something visual arts related on the page. And I'm going to try to share it every day on Instagram because I think that I really enjoy watching artists' process. I don't want to just see the finished product, but I also want to see the paint strokes, see kind of things playing out. And so I'm going to kind of give myself permission to just do whatever I get done that day and share that. Whether it's a mess, because honestly, a lot of times we do hit that point in our art, at least I do, where I feel like it's a mess. So whether it's a mess, I'll share that little bit of mess I made that day. And if it's absolutely beautiful, hopefully I can share that as well and just kind of share the process. So I might share, you might get a sketch from me one day, you might get a full-on painting from me the next day, or the next 3 days. But whatever it is, I just want to share it and just find other artists who are also drawing, who are also painting, who are also excited to share a craft. And I think I am going to try to kind of take some time to make it also more, I'm going to really focus on the community aspect of this as well. So trying to maybe reach out to people who are also painters and sit down and paint with them and kind of make some space for that, I think is going to be really exciting. I don't want to just be building a skill. I think I love community. I'm grateful for it, and I want to keep fostering that as well. So those are my Inktober thoughts. Let me know, please, in the comments or, message me at Jacqueline Rose Gold on Instagram. Let me know what you're doing for Inktober. I'm very excited to be following people. And if you've come this far, you're amazing. Thank you so much for listening. If you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or, yeah, that'd be amazing. That would help a ton. I appreciate all my listeners. But if you're not on Apple Podcasts, don't worry about it. Happy drawing, friends. I'll see you next time.